Yo, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? What's up, man? How you living?
Hey, I can't complain, man. It's Saturday. Shay, what you got playing, though?
I'm just cooling by. Hey, people, welcome to another episode of Kicking It with Sean and Jay.
Yes, sir.
I'm Jay.
What's going on, people? We out here with it. Shit, man.
We out here with it.
Hey, man, so what you end up doing? Like, you got any positive feedback on the first episode or any negative feedback? You know,
I got some positive feedback. They were saying that it was a great idea. They say we sound good on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, and this is the women, man. We need more male followers, too. But this is the women coming at us with this, like, saying we sound good. They just want us to cut back on the B's and the O's, if you know what I'm saying. That's about it.
It was like, Jay, why you talking about me in the podcast?
hey, they don't know who I'm talking about.
Ooh, they know, man. They know.
Throwing subliminals. But what about you and your folk, man? What your people talking about out there, man? About the podcast.
They was like, yeah, man, tell your boy he need to stop making all that damn noise, man, in the background. But for the most part, man, it's all love, man. It's like, damn, like, they was like, it seemed like we knew each other for years, which is, you know, true.
It's a fact.
So, but at the same time, there was like, like you said, man, the damn bitches and the hoes, all that. But at the end of the day, we're going to say what we want. You know what I mean? We're not going to use it in that way of actually talking to, like, a female. But we're going to work our way around it. You know what I mean?
Right. We're going to keep it real with y'all, man. That's all we can do. We're going to keep it real with y'all, 100. Man. Sometimes we gotta have it on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cut it real.
Yes, sir. But hey, man, what's the first topic, man? I was thinking about the wedding today. You know, man, I've been seeing it all over my timeline.
You know, the only royal wedding I care about, man, is the one that happened on Coming to America.
I feel you, yeah. Though. But this is something like that. It gave me that feeling, though, man. Like, I was watching the news this morning. I was seeing that, you know, the prince looks beautiful. The princess is beautiful. Like, you know, it's like it's some culture in there, if you know what I mean. Quotes from Martin, MLK. Like, man, like, they really doing it big. It feels like, you know, in all this darkness we have in the world, like, we see some positivity, and I like seeing that when I turn on the TV. You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, it really just shows how, you know, we're growing as a people, because, you know, with the whole royal family, man, they, you know, they don't really date outside of their race, or even, like, if that, get married. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you could just see how they're being modern, or it's just like coming into fruition that, you know, as Black people, as minorities, you know what I'm saying, we getting a seat at the table, at the royal table, like that. You know what I mean?
Right. It almost feels good, like when the Obamas got in the office. Those years treated me very well.
Yeah, but you know, Obama, you know, he wasn't too Black. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't.
Well, what you mean?
Because his skin, man, bro, like with Prince Henry, he not going on. I feel like he would have been pushing it if he would have brought like a sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would have got like a, you know, like a damn Shaquisha or a Moni. Or, you know what I'm saying? He like, you know.
Or a Katisha.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it all takes time. Like, maybe like 20 years later, you might actually get a actual African, full-blown, you know, African-American woman to be into the royal family. Or who knows, might be a dude, you know what I'm saying? You never know.
You never know, man. You never know. But one thing, I hope y'all women out here are not taken from this. I hope y'all watched it and enjoyed it. But don't think one of us goes out here in America it's finna throw you a royal wedding. I need you to pipe down. I feel like I done did enough by getting you this place we living in.
Yeah.
And getting out on one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, bro, if the woman you proposing to, she don't understand what situation you in, then shit, it might not be meant to be. You know, she gonna be like, all right, now, you know, I know your pockets ain't right, but I want a damn a Beyonce and Jay-Z wedding. What? I had this dream since I was a little girl to always be, you know, white dress, walking down the aisle. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. But shit, if you with the dude and he can't provide that for you, y'all might need to rethink, you know, how y'all might do this wedding. Might be at the damn hotel or Ramada Inn or some shit. I don't know.
You feel what I'm saying? I can still get you your white dress and the walk down the aisle, but the extras, we're going to have to think about that, baby. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah,
and you know, I seen Oprah was in the wedding, too. You know, she had to pop up.
Dang, Oprah was in the
wedding? Oprah, nigga. You know Oprah. She going to be anywhere where it's important people.
Yeah, man. They finna put Oprah on the $50 bill. Watch what I'm saying.
Oh, for real? You think so?
Heck yeah, man. Oprah, one of the most influential people in United States.
They didn't even put Barack Obama on any dollar signs. I don't know about Oprah, man. You know why folks don't play about that money.
Hey, and that's a fact, but if they do put Obama on something, they'll probably put him on a new nickel. But Oprah, they're going to put Oprah on that $50 bill, man.
Yeah, it might be true. I don't see it happening no time soon, bro. But if it do, hey, man, God bless. She might not even be alive. It's just going to happen.
It's just going to happen, man. It's just going to happen. For real. But what you got going on in your mind today, man?
Man, let me tell you. I wanted to talk about Instagram females versus real female. But I don't really want people to take it in that light. Like, you know, everybody is real. But it's like, you know how you have the girl who do it for the likes versus the girl who,
right,
you know, graduating college, you know, being an entrepreneur, just really making some boss-ass moves versus the girl who is on like, yo, nigga, I got this, I got that, I got the ass shots, I got the tummy tucks, such and such, come let me promote your party. I'm like, is that it?
Right.
Is that all you got? But they be the main ones though, man. That's really, you know what I'm saying, out here, you know, just fronting or whatever for the social media. But I don't really want to get back into that fronting thing. I just want to say, man, it's just everything takes time, man. So you really don't want to, I guess, make it seem like everything good on social media when it's not, you know. But
right. And I feel what you're saying, like,
yeah,
like our topic yesterday, it's kind of like that, but it's not really like,
yeah,
what people don't get, like, there's some women that's really like about that social media. Have you ever been on a date with a girl, like, and some of y'all women gonna be like, well, she was on her phone because you probably weren't that interested. No, bro, like, we are addicted to our social media accounts these days. Like, we can't even go on a date anymore and you not look at your phone or pants, not see your message. Like, and that goes for me sometimes too, but it's like, they women, they're to the next level with it. You feel me, man?
Yeah. They, I mean, honestly, bro, like, some people use that shit as a business, so I can see why be on it so much, you know. But me, myself, I'm like, yo, if I'm out on a date, I'd be like, yo, put that shit up. It's disrespectful, man, because first of all, you're not really giving a person your time. You know what I mean? And then...
Exactly.
But it is what it is, bro. Like, a nigga like me, I'd be like, you could peep a real one from a fake one, you know?
Right. I got a story to tell, man. I got a real one, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, let's say I had a real one.
Oh, she lived. You let her go.
Columbia. Bro, I had to because it was just a situation that would deter messy. And I'm glad nowadays I'm adult enough to be like, man, let me go on and pass by the situation. Maybe, you know, in the future when we get older, but like right now it's not right.
Yeah.
It was one of those situations. So basically, she had her head on straight, going back to school, like everything, you know, good job, on everything, bro. And I was probably like, you know, so I'm thinking we've been talking heavy for a month. Long story short, I find out she's friends with one of the girls I graduated from high school with. Now, the girl I graduated from high school with, you know, we used to mess around from here. But I didn't want to get messy. So I had to let old girl go, like, yo, we can't do this. This is not cool. You know, we done fucked a couple times. You know, I didn't hold that back. You know, I gave her the diddly diddly did, but man, it was just, it didn't feel right in my soul doing that. Like, I don't know if I was right or wrong, man. You feel what I'm saying?
So you think she the one that got away, huh?
Man, she was one that got away. I think she would have been the one, but man, I couldn't sit there and play that girl like that in that situation. I done grown up now, you know what I'm saying? Me doing that, it's been like a little ass boy move. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to live my life, portray the way I live my life right on social media. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it 100 real with y'all, you know what I'm saying? So it's, man, that was crazy though, man. I swear I probably would have been married at the end of the year with this girl. It was like that, man. It was like that. And I know you know me. Like, I ain't never trying to be like, up or nothing like that.
Let me see what I'm going to get into tonight. I don't know about tripping. I'm about to go see about my other one because she said she cooking.
Yeah, you understand. Yeah, yeah. You know, that's my words all the way.
Yeah, man. So another thing I wanted to bring about is a lot of people feel like they got to compare themselves to, you know, people around them or people, you know, what's going on in their, like, community. And, like, at the same time, you don't necessarily have to be on their speed. Right. You can move at your own pace. So it's like what I feel like people should understand is that everything happens for a reason. And, you know what I'm saying? You grinding, you know, it'll come into fruition, you know. Yeah, yeah. What about you? I know you feel like, damn, like, you know, shit.
But my question
shit,
to you,
shit could have went left, shit could have went right for me, but you know, I just gotta stay on this path. What you feel about that?
Man, I'm telling you, man, like how I personally feel about it, it's like, yeah, I see some of my friends and stuff. I done graduated. Well, I wouldn't say friends, but my peers. I done graduated. They're moving on in good paths. Some of them bad paths or whatever. But I have to make my own decisions, and I make my wrong decisions. I made some right decisions, but now I gotta live with that.
Yeah.
And like you said, now I gotta move at my own speed. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like, if you can relate with me on this, now it seemed like when we're in elementary, middle school, and high school, we all at the starting line still. You know, and then after that, that's when we really take off and we see who's gonna make it here fast or get the big bucks or have the best family. But like, everybody moves at their own pace and speed. Some people but crawl, thing, some people thing, run. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta realize, man, you live once and the clock is ticking. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get 30 and be like, damn, I got to get my shit together.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
At least by 30, be like in a career.
You know, at the starting point. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, you know, everybody shit don't take off like that. You know, you just got to stay focused. And because, like you said, we had an age where our friends on graduate.
That's true. That's college, true.
Damn near getting their masters. I seen it today, man. Shout out to one of my friends, man. They got their masters and their doctorates, and I was like, damn, man, finna be making that doctor money. But shit, man.
Shout out.
Yeah, man, that's all.
Shout out.
Go ahead, bro.
Hey, for you on this topic, have you ever been like thinking to yourself, like, dang, I'm not as up to speed as one of my peers? Or have you ever been in a situation where you got caught up and you're just like, dang, I should have been doing more? Or anything like that to make my situation where I'm at better. Have you ever been in a place like that?
And that's something those reassured thoughts you gotta tell yourself. Like, you know, it doesn't matter what he doing or what she doing. I gotta worry about what I'm doing. I gotta worry about how I'm gonna provide for my family, how I'm gonna put, you know, food on the table. Because it may work for them. It may not work for you. But at the same time, like say if you're working with somebody and you see them getting promoted, You gotta have self-awareness to be like, what are they doing that I'm not doing? Because maybe they don't sleep 8 hours a night. Maybe they sleep, you know, 4 to 5 hours. Because, bro, if you're really trying to make it, it's gonna be nights where you're gonna be tired and you still gotta, you know, put in that work. So
that's true. That's true. I was remembering something you told me a while back, man. You was like, man, you just gotta be motivated. He was telling me one of the tools that motivate you
to help you get up and go get it is like, let's say you know how you be lazy sometime and you don't want to, let's say something small, go wash the dishes. But you say you just count to three real quick, 1, 2, 3, and you go do it. And I've been doing that.
It's like five, it's like a 5 second rule. It's like you count to five and you be like, you try and think of ways of like not to do it because, bro, you'd be surprised. We really talk ourselves out of doing so much of shit that really is small. You know what I'm saying? Small things. And that's what fucks us up. Procrastination, self-doubt, you know, just those negative thoughts that come to mind, man. And what I really want the listeners to understand, that shit's normal. The thing about it is you got to know how to kick that shit in the face and keep it pushing. You feel me? Yeah.
And that's true, man. And even now, like, sometimes, you know, people out there, I get lazy and complacent at times, and I need that kick or that push or that reminder while I'm breathing. I always like to go back to my kids. Shout out to Makai and Latiana. Yep. They're my motivation for everything these days. And they really slowed me down in a good way. So,
hell yeah, man. So, besides that, man, what's happening to the night, man? What's happening?
All right, on a lighter note of things, my boy, I'm probably going to dip into something smooth tonight. I don't know yet. I'm still, trying to figure out if I'm going to do the family thing and keep it holy or if I'm going to, you know, do the unholy thing. But, you know, it just depends on how I'm feeling about an hour or two. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, man, when you going to settle down, bro? When you going to settle down, man?
What about you, man?
Yeah, man.
When am I going to settle down? After old girl from Columbia, man, I don't think I'll never settle down.
I don't know, man.
Settle down who?
I just know we getting old, but shit. You know me, I need to, I don't know. I'm damn near in the same boat with you. Shit. But we'll figure it.
What you mean, though, man? You spotted both of us, man. You know, if there was a scale of 1 to 10, my lover boy is at a 4.5. Your lover boy probably about at a 6.1, 2. Yeah. So,
I don't know, man. I'm a Pisces, sure, man. I think it's just something to do with, you know, how I am, bro. It's just, you know, I ain't say I wear my heart on my sleeve, but it's like at the same time, it's like I always happen to get attached and this thing, you know, shit don't go right. But, you know, I don't know. I can't really explain it. It's crazy. It's crazy in itself. You know, man. You see how we be moving.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. And like I said, man, like it. I think it'll find us, man. Like, you know, even with the people out there, you know, y'all listening to our podcast, it'll find you, man. That love will find you. You don't have to sit there and lurk and, you know, be all on the Tinder. What the website says, Tinder, POL,
Black
Facebook,
black people,
snapping in the chat. You ain't got to do all that, man. That's,
hey, I think the people who come up with the apps, bro, they should just app, like, just pull up and fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I don't know, man. That pull up and fuck app, boy. I need them to give out free HIV tests with that one right there, boy. So you can see on that. Profile,
you know certain people gonna be lying to that shit. That's gonna be in a small print. They're gonna be like at owner's expense on the app. You know what I'm saying? The small writing part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
it's gonna be like a pussy fax. You know what I'm saying?
But y'all burned. Not gonna be able to sue us. You feel me? You're gonna have to acknowledge that before you start. They're going to buy see below before you can begin.
Hell yeah. Make me feel like I'm signing my soul over to the devil or something. Like, hell no, I ain't finna sign that. That says possible.
But that's why it's so real, man. Pull up the fuck, because you already know what's happening. Man.
You already know the deal. You already, your mindset in the right place. Old girl mindset in the right place. They gotta be no awkward conversation or nothing.
Shit, but nowadays, bro, you just keep it real, man. Be blunt. Honestly, that's what females are doing, bro. They especially if you meet you like a bitter one, like one that's been like, you know, hurt before, or got already got like two or three kids, she was like, nigga, what you really want? What's your true intentions? Cause you know, you wasting 5 minutes of my time right now.
Hey, I don't even want to waste your time. I like, you know what? The website name should be Pull Up Fucking Dip, because I'm great at the I'm great at the fucking part, man. But I'm awesome at the dipping part. Let me tell you, shoot, I don't want to waste your time, baby. Yeah, a few of your minutes. Yeah,
we coming on a 20-minute mark, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, we coming to end the notes.
Stay in your lane and continue to keep doing what you're doing, man. Just because something maybe worked for somebody else, it may not work for you. You know, you just need to stay positive, bro. Positive thoughts, you know. But we all normal. We human beings. So you're not going to want to wake up freaking every morning or, you know, go to work. But you got to think of that finish line. And you got to think about,
right,
shit, do I really want to work for the rest of my life? So what are you doing to make sure, you know, you're planting the seeds that will eventually grow into success? You know what I'm saying?
Heck yeah. Not those types of seeds, man. Like, not I'm going off of what Sean, you know what I mean? not those types of seeds, guys. Not those. This is why we go off topic.
Go ahead.
going off of what Big Bro said, man, like, real talk, plant those seeds, man, and one thing you can do for me, which I try to do more myself, you know what I'm saying, is I try to smile in the morning. You know, I try to, if I don't smile in the morning, I try to smile on my lunch break. If I don't do that, I try to smile when I try to bust a smile out. That'll help your days go by better, to let you know that you still breathing. You smile. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not all bad. Start
thinking this nigga crazy, man. But I understand what you're saying.
You ain't got to smile in front of everybody. Like,
Jay, we staying late for work again. Why are you still smiling?
and I'm hit him with, y'all lucky I'm smiling right now and I ain't mad.
Yeah, you're going to be like, I'm about to be late for my other job that I'm supposed to be going to now, fucking with y'all. But I'm still going to be smiling.
Heck yeah. But hey, man, it was nice talking to the masses. Like I said, give us your best opinions. Like I said, we're looking for more male followers, ladies.
Pause.
And ladies, keep on listening to us. Our second,
you heard me? Yeah, you had to pause when you said that, male followers. Pause. Like, we just want everybody, man, no matter who it is. Even if your dog listen to the pod.
Yeah, we want everybody, man. But y'all know what I'm trying to say. Over here so correct with everything. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. We just want everybody to listen in and give us that feedback.
Yeah, good, hey, bro, you know, Offset got into an accident. Did you hear about that? Yeah, a car accident. That nigga was in the hospital, man.
No.
Yeah, but he just got out, though.
Dang, for real?
Hell yeah.
Hey, prayers up the Offset. What's up?
Shit, though. All right, bro.
What's up?
Hey, thank y'all for kicking with fun today, man.
But all right, sign it off. Like I said, you know, give us that feedback, y'all.